This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is now 5:39 on the evening edition with Hezril, Kelvin, and Cam. And joining us for the market wrap is, of course, Nadir Matrang from BFM's news team. Here's a fun one. We're taking it back. Today we're looking at household furnitures, which you might probably find at your grandparents' home, rattan. According to The Star, demand for rattan furniture has grown in Malaysia and from abroad despite competition with modern and heavier furniture. What's the story there?
Before we get to the story, Cam, I heard a slight groan of disgust when you said in your grandparents' home.
Hezril, young man.
Is that
true? You don't have rattan furniture? I mean, it's beautiful stuff. Yes, I want to find out.
Yep.
So Nadira, what's the story?
Okay. So a rattan manufacturer in Johor, who's actually been in this business since the 50s, says that orders for rattan furniture have increased by about 80% compared to 3 years ago. They received orders from Malaysians who wanted custom-made rattan furniture just to add a touch of nature to their premises or homes. International orders mostly came from owners of boutiques, cafes, restaurants and resorts to suit their teams. And the orders came from countries like Brunei, Switzerland, Turkey and Maldives. The company says that the products could cost tens of thousands of ringgit, but their customers were willing to pay because, rattan furniture is quite unique and it's durable and light. But The Star reports that there are not many producers in Malaysia to cater to such demand. It's fully handmade, which makes it a tedious process and time-consuming. And you can't even use machines to make rattan furniture. Now, a rattan craftsman in Kelantan says that it is hard to find workers who are skilled in making rattan crafts. Perhaps not many people are interested in the field, but he believes that the perception that rattan crafts are kampong products is no longer true because they've evolved into high-end furniture and penetrated the international market.
There's also a recent report by South China Morning Post that says that there's a renewed interest in rattan furniture because of COVID-19.
Rattan furniture was fashionable back in the late 60s in Singapore, and it could be found in almost every household, just like in Malaysia. But since the 90s, demand fell because people preferred heavier furniture over rattan designs. A rattan craftsman in Singapore, Chen Fun Kee, says that since the circuit breaker was imposed back in April, he's received a large number of new orders because customers started to realize the benefits of rattan chairs, and many of them found that their chairs at home were not comfortable enough. But Chen says that his rattan craft is almost non-existent in Singapore because of the labor-intensive production process. And many of his customers actually see their old rattan furniture as a keepsake or family heirlooms. But Chen believes that the traditional craft should be preserved because it is more than simply a way to make money. It is an important part of Singapore's culture as well as Malaysia's. So if this craftsmanship is lost, people won't be able to create what they want, he said. It would be a pity to lose something made with so much heart and so much technique.
Yeah, indeed, wouldn't it? Let us know, have you picked up rattan furniture? As Cam says, you know, it's not just limited to our grandparents' houses. We've seen a lot of I think cafes too picking up this trend. Let us know your thoughts. Call 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, or tweet us at BFM Radio.
For now, moving on to Bursa, Parlo Berhad was one of the top losers today. I understand this follows their deal with an employment agency?
Yes, Parlo Berhad signed an agreement today with Myanmar's Diamond Palace Group of Companies Limited and Agensi Pekerjaan Seaview Hector, or Seaview for short. So under this collaboration, Parlo will provide services like travel, logistics and dormitory arrangements, as well as arrangements for medical examinations for migrant workers. The company says it is looking for new revenue streams because it's been facing a stalemate in the tourism industry due to COVID-19. It believes the collaboration has potential and will contribute positively to the group's earnings. So at the close today, Parlo Berhad was down 27% at 40 sen.
With that, thank you so much for that market wrap, Nadira. That was Nadira Matrang from BFM's news team. We'll be back after this, so stay tuned. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.